Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining me. I have a great topic today I'm really excited to talk about. Something I've been interested in my entire life, and that is the art of placement and space and energy and how energy and space move together. So right now I'm in the middle of a big move. We are downsizing from a house with many bedrooms to a small two-bedroom apartment, and everything's got to go. I mean, we cannot bring the stuff that's in this house to this new place because in no time it will feel like an overstuffed old lady's place, you know what I mean? So this has been my practice for the last couple of weeks in preparing for this move is really, what do I take, what do I chuck, and what do I give away? I'm going to backtrack a little bit just to talk about the art of placement. So like I said, I've been interested in this, in space and placement of objects my entire life. In fact, when I was a young girl, I used to move around the furniture in my bedroom like once a month. I would feel stuck physically or mentally or emotionally, and I'd spend a couple of hours in my bedroom rearranging the furniture. Sounds kind of weird, but my mother just kind of let me do it. So as a child, I knew that there's a harmony, there's a lightness that's felt in a space when the energy can move through it without hindrance, without any blocks or obstacles. And this is really fun because now, of course, as a yoga teacher, that's exactly what I do with bodies, right? I teach people how to move and breathe in a way that they can sense when there is a misalignment, when they are misplaced, right? When their body is not quite in a position where the energy can move fluidly and smoothly. So, of course, you probably have heard of feng shui, right? Feng shui is the Chinese art of placement. It's the way that you place objects in your house to invite the positive energy to move through your space and also to allow any negativity, any negative forces to have a place to move out of your home. So we don't want to get energy stuck in our home. So I just say this all because now at this point in my move where things are, it's getting pretty serious. It's like 2 days away and I've got a lot to pack up and a lot to give away. But being in the middle of my move right now, I'm really analyzing and looking at everything that I have. And do I take it? These are the questions. Do I chuck it or do I give it away? I have all these piles with sticky notes all over my house right now. Taking it, what brings me joy? If you haven't read the book, The Art of Magical, something, Tidying Up. The Art of Magical Tidying Up. I probably got that wrong, but I'll put it in the show notes. A really great book about having only the things in your life that bring you joy. You know, the beautiful scissors, seriously, that work. Do they bring you joy? Are they gorgeous to look at? The clothing in your closet and having just one of everything, right? Why do we need 3-4 brown belts? In fact, I just got rid of brown belts because I don't even wear brown belts anymore. So really this fantastic practice of creating space in our lives, creating space in our environments so that we feel lighter and brighter and more joy-filled. So I've got a couple of ways that we can play with this. But first, let's talk a little bit about minimalism. So my daughter, Christina, who has recently graduated college, has become a minimalist. She's studying it and practicing it and looking to the experts to help her understand how to become a minimalist. Now, generally, being a minimalist means, I think by definition, that you have or own only 100 things. I don't think I can go that far just yet, but we can practice it, right? We can make headway into living with less stuff. So as I go through this process, everything I hold in my hand, I ask myself, Do I take it? Do I chuck it? Do I give it away? And this not only pertains to the physical things in our lives, as we'll talk about in a few moments. In my experience as a teacher, in my experience in my own life, studying practices and shedding, I have a mantra, really a mantra that I carry with me, and that is to take only with me what is essential. Use, hold, carry with you only that which is essential in the moment that you're living in. And we're going to take that apart a little bit. But that really, in my opinion, is how we learn to keep what is most valuable to us, trash what isn't, and just give away the stuff that's no longer of use in your life. And in many ways, this is how we can just live more simply, with more clarity, more lightness, more joy, to be intentional about what you carry with you. And it's so easy to start with the physical stuff, right? Because, you know, it's tangible, right? It's in your hands. You take it, trash it, or give it away. Very easy. But then there's also the mental component and also the emotional component. So let's first start with the physical. Physical things are easy, right? We all know this. We get emails all the time about decluttering your home and what does that mean and how do you do it? We get emails from all these charities looking for our stuff. So very easy to do this process of just downsizing. Downsizing, even if you're not really physically downsizing or moving, start to downsize what you're carrying physically with the objects in your life. One of the great tips that I was given a while ago is to have a bag in your closet. Always have a bag in your closet that's going to Goodwill, right? So that as you go through your closet every day or looking for work clothes or whatever, you can just continue to make those decisions and put those things in the bag. So enough about the physical stuff, because I think it's pretty obvious to us all that we just feel better when there's less clutter. It's just that simple. And we don't need as much stuff as we have. No doubt about that. How about our bodies, though? You know, how do you declutter your body? How do you unblock your body? So many of us use just movement practices, running, a walk, a swim, a yoga class, dancing, right? To start to dislodge those obstacles, those stuck areas in our body. And so here's the thing, when you're moving next time, when you're in yoga practice, when you are taking your walk, start to look at what you're carrying with you physically in your body, not like physically in your hands. So the question I always ask my students is, can you let go of what's not essential in this moment? So I'm going to use a yoga pose to explain this. Down dog. Most people know what down dog is. Upside down V. Hands on the floor, butt in the air. Heels pressing towards the ground. Right? When you're in down dog, there's so much going on from your feet, from your hands. As we press down into the earth, it pulls energy up our body. Right? So when we root down, we lift up, and it becomes this just stable base in this pose. What happens so often, and what I see all the time, are hunched shoulders, right? We get really tensed up in our neck, faces that are grimacing because people are trying to straighten their legs, right? Pressing, you know, trying to press your feet down so people are being awkward in the way that their hands are curling up or pressing down. So when we can pause in every moment and just think about what is essential in this moment. What's essential in down dog? Your hands, your feet, your core engagement, your gaze set to one spot. The rest of it, the tensed up shoulders, the grimacing face, that can go. Right? Let that go. It's not essential to holding down dog. So this is just really simple.
right? Just keeping it super simple so you can understand what I'm talking about. When you're swimming, right? If you're swimming and you are tensing, now I shouldn't even use swimming because I don't really swim very well. So let me think about something else, such simply as riding a bike. When you're riding a bike, you know, what are you carrying with you? What is not essential? Is it the shoulders that are tensed again? Again, are you gripping your handlebars? That's not essential. You don't need to do that. Your legs need to spin. Feet need to work. You know, your core needs to be engaged again. So starting to look at when you move, what are you doing that's just not serving you in the moment? So that's physical. So your physical practices can really start to help you become more mindful of your mind and your emotions. So let's move to thoughts. Let's move to our busy mind, right? What do you carry with you when you are driving to work, right? How much garbage is in your mind? What's going through your mind when you're eating lunch? Is it essential for you to be thinking about what you're making for dinner while you're eating your lunch? No, it's not essential, right? Is it essential that you are judging yourself during a meeting and comparing yourself to your colleagues? No, be in the meeting. That's not essential either. So we clog up our systems by having too much stuff. Comes back to stuff. We have too many thoughts running through our mind at one time. This creates stress in our system. It's very inefficient. So the practice of mindfulness, of starting to notice, what am I thinking right now? Where am I right now? This helps us to start to put down the baggage, the mental baggage, right? When you're in yoga class, thinking about what you can't do is not serving you. It's extra. It's like a cluttered home. It's extra stuff, and it's blocking energy, positive energy. So, of course, you're not going to stop all your thoughts tomorrow. In fact, you're never going to stop thinking. But we can become more aware of what it is we are thinking. And we can start to cut the cord on the junk that comes through our mind, on that mental junk. We repeat 80% of the thoughts that we had yesterday. We repeat them today. Most of them are useless, right? It's like spam in your mind. So how do you get rid of the spam? You start to shine a light on the spam and say, no, I'm not going to think about what happened to me 5 years ago while I am presenting during this meeting. No, it's not going to serve me, right? So this is big. While it may seem small and easy, it's huge. You start cleaning up the clutter in your mind, in your body, in your physical surroundings. That lightens the load, boy, for you to then look at your emotions. How about emotional baggage? How much emotional baggage do you carry around all the time? We're carrying around dread and grief and angst and stress and worry and doubt and fear, judgment, comparison. My God, the list goes on and on. Now, obviously, there's stuff that goes on in our lives where we're beings that emote, right? We don't want to stop feeling. But what are you carrying around that's not essential right now, right? What can you chuck? And what can you just lose? What can you give away? What are your emotions? What's your emotional baggage that you're carrying around like luggage every day? How are you weighing yourself down? Right? This is really powerful. And it's really simple, guys. You don't need anything fancy to start just looking. Right? I got some news yesterday about my dad. My dad is ill. And the news wasn't good, you know, and it's kind of been like passing through my mind all day. And I'm not going to not think about or, you know, grieve at this point about the news that we got. But I do have to be careful that it's not invading everything else I do. right? I will sit with it when I can, and I will, you know, be sending blessings and do everything that I can, but I can't allow myself to carry around that baggage all day long. There's much more useful things I can do to support my dad than carry around baggage. So we can look at that, you know, with our kids. We can look at it how with our partners. How can I be lighter? How can I have a lighter footstep on this planet? So this is what it all comes down to, this idea of being a minimalist, this idea of walking on the earth very lightly. You know, not carrying around with you what is not essential in the moment that you're living. Thich Nhat Hanh said, the greatest gift, Thich Nhat Hanh said, the real miracle in life is not to walk on water, but to walk on the earth and be present in the moment. Can I be present in this moment with a light touch? You know, starting with our physical surroundings. Can I let go of stuff that I don't need anymore? That's not essential. Do I need 5 brown belts? No. Do I need 8 pairs of black yoga pants? No. Can I let go of what I'm not using and give it to somebody? Or just chuck it if it's no longer useful for anybody? Then looking at our physical body. What's not serving me right now in my body? Is it the tense shoulders, right? Is it the grip of my hands and the tightness of my face? Can I let go of something that is not useful in this moment physically? Mentally, looking at our mind, mindfulness practice, looking at your mind. What am I thinking right now? Am I distracted? What is my thought? Exactly what am I thinking? Why am I thinking about what happened on Game of Thrones last night when I am trying to get this email written, right? It's okay. So we do this with kindness and patience and with the understanding that when we're lighter, people around us will feel lighter. How about that? When I feel lighter, others will feel lighter. I become easier to be around. When I'm carrying less baggage, I give others the permission to put down their baggage. And so when we can do this together and we can lighten each other's loads, boy, oh boy, does that sound good to you? I know it sounds good to me. So there it is. Take only what you need. Let the rest go. Chuck it all. Give away what would be of use to other people and walk on this earth, present in the moment, for each other. Awesome. I love it. I love this stuff. The art of paying attention, the art of placement to profound and very, very simple practices. Thanks for listening. Be well.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.